欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们晚上的聚会。
Welcome fellow friends for attending our service tonight.
愿主耶稣的平安恩典与大家同在。
May the peace and grace of the Lord Jesus be with everyone.
在聚会之前，我们低头来默祷。
And before our service tonight, let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we begin our service tonight.
唱诗四十首。
Please sing hymn 40.
站立啊，低头来祷告。
Please maintain standing as we bow our heads and pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在我们辛苦工作一天，我们能够来到你的殿来敬拜你。
That in our toilsome day of labor, we can come to your temple to worship you.
照着你的应许，当我们奉你的圣名聚会，你就要与我们同在。
According to your promise, when we have service in your name, you will abide with us.
主啊，在你里面有丰盛的恩典。
Lord, in you is abundant grace.
在你里面有丰盛的慈爱。
In you is abundant love.
在你里面有丰盛的能力。
In you is abundant strength.
求主耶稣，让我们在亲近你当中来体验到你要给我们的丰盛。
We ask you, Lord Jesus, that in our process of drawing closer to you, we can experience your abundance.
让我们因为认识你，使我们人生更幸福。更圆满
and that our lives may be even more blessed and full from coming to believe in you.
让你进到我们内心，来充满我们里面。
May you come into our hearts and fill us.
让我们心得到更大的力量，更活泼的盼望。
That our hearts can receive even more strength and more living hope.
让我们过一个不同的生活，来荣耀你的圣名。
That we can live a different life to glorify your holy name.
求主耶稣带领祝福我们今天晚上的聚会。
We ask the Lord Jesus to guide and bless our service tonight.
愿在天上你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified in heaven.
在地上平安归给你所喜悦的人。
And may peace be given on this earth to those you have favor in.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
好，欢迎诸位朋友
We welcome fellow friends and brothers and sisters seated here to service tonight.
我们今天晚上要从圣经来查考一个最好的朋友。
Tonight we'd like to study a best friend in the Bible.
就是主耶稣。
That is the Lord Jesus.
他也是最好的仆人, 神的仆人。
And he was also the greatest servant, the servant of God.
我们先来看, 约翰福音15章。
Let us first look at John chapter 15.
约翰福音15章。
John chapter 15.
从十三节。
Starting from verse 13. 13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
14.
14. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
这个十三节在讲人生有一个最大的朋友。
In verse 13, it talks about a best friend in life.
有的人交了很多朋友。
Some people have made many friends.
那你怎么知道他有很多朋友呢?
How do you know they have many friends?
用现在来看就是这个 Facebook里面有多少朋友。
From today's perspective, it is the number of friends they have on Facebook.
有的100个，有两百个。
Some have 100, some 200.
有的这个Google Plus里面有好多的朋友。
And some people have many friends in Google Plus.
所以我们在世界上朋友是我们生活很重要的一部分。
And so in this world, friends are a very important aspect in our lives.
有了朋友,生活就会很有变化。
With friends, we will have much variety in our lives.
但是这里告诉我们,有一个朋友我们一定要交。
But here it talks about one friend we must make.
为什么?
Why is it so?
因为他对我们的爱超越其他一切的朋友。
Because his love toward us is greater than the love toward us from other friends.
所以说人为朋友舍命。
This is a man. For a man to give up his life for his friends, there is no greater love than this. And this friend is the Lord Jesus. If a person is willing to give up his life for us, then what else would they not be willing to do for us?
如果认识这位朋友，我们人生会有很大的改变。
So if we are able to come to know this friend, we will have a great change in our lives.
那怎么跟他做朋友呢?
Now how do we make friends with him?
十四节。
Verse 14.
你们若遵守我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。
You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
所以这个朋友，我跟主耶稣做朋友，原来只有一个条件。
And so it turns out that there's only one condition to become friends with the Lord Jesus. To make friends in this world is not easy for us.
他要跟我们个性一样。
They have to have a similar personality.
有时候程度一样。
Sometimes the same level.
甚至兴趣一样。
And similar interests.
所以要交到好朋友不容易。
And so to have make a good friend is not easy.
要交到对我们有帮助的朋友更不简单。
And to make friends that are helpful for us are even harder to make.
但是要跟主耶稣做朋友却只有一个条件。
But in order to be friends with the Lord Jesus, there's only one condition.
不管我们是谁。
No matter who we are.
只要遵行主耶稣的吩咐。 就是他的朋友。
As long as we follow the commands of the Lord Jesus, then we're his friend.
就是这么简单。
It is just that easy.
好，那我们现在看哦。 这一位朋友到底好在哪里?
And now let us look at what is so good about this friend.
然后跟他做朋友对我们会有什么影响?
And then we'll look at what kind of influence we will have from being his friend.
我们看以赛亚书的42章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书的42章。
Isaiah chapter 42.
第一节,请读。
42 verse 1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
这个地方说,看啊,我的仆人。
Here it says, behold, my servant.
这一位朋友,从人来看是朋友,从神来看他是仆人。
This person from the perspective of man is a friend, but from the perspective of God, he is a servant.
所以这里说,看啊,我的仆人。
And so it says here, behold, my servant.
以赛亚书是公元前800年写的。
The book of Isaiah was written in 800 BC.
那个时候神已经感动以赛亚先知把主耶稣的出生 他一生所要做的事情都讲得很清楚。
And at that time, God had moved Isaiah to speak very clearly the birth of the Lord Jesus and all the things he would do on the earth.
要有一个童女怀孕生子。
That a virgin would be, would conceive.
他的名字叫做以马内利。
And his name will be Emmanuel.
他是神跟人同在的一个开始。
He is the beginning of God dwelling among men.
有一个孩子要为我们而生。
A child will be born among us.
他有四个头衔。
And he will have four names.
他是最奇妙的参谋。
He is wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神。
He is the mighty God.
他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting Father.
他是和平的君。
And he is the Prince of Peace.
那在历史里面找得到只有一个人符合这个条件。
And in history, only one person is able to match these conditions.
就是主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣来到世间不是跟你我一样是偶然出生的。
And so Jesus coming into this world is not like you and I that was born out of coincidence.
主耶稣来到世界上是神从创世以前的一个计划。
Jesus coming into this world has been planned since the beginning of creation.
为什么？
By God.
就是为着我们人类能够得到福气。
Why is this so? It is so that all mankind can be blessed.
所以这里说，他是神所喜悦的。
And so here it says that he is the one that God delights in.
那下面说，我已将我的灵赐给他。
And then it says, I will put my spirit in him.
所以主耶稣这个人最大的不同就是他有神的灵在他身上。
So the greatest difference between Jesus and other men are that he has the spirit of God in him.
我们知道每个人虽然不同。
And we know that since everybody is different.
但是每个人的不同也差不了多少。
But the difference between the many people is not that great.
因为同样都是人。
Because after all, we're still human.
活着七八十岁。
And we'll live up to 70 or 80 years.
一生能够做什么也是很有限。
Whatever we can do in our lives is still limited.
因为我们是人。
Because we are humans.
那主耶稣不同。
But Jesus is different.
虽然他是人。
Even though he was a man.
他身上有神的灵。
He had the spirit of God upon him.
他有神的同在。
He had the abidance of God.
所以他能够做出人所不能够做的。
So he was able to do things that man could not do.
他有人最完美的品格。
He had the most perfect conditions in a man.
因为他身上有神的同在。
Because he had the abidance of God upon him.
所以这个朋友就值得我们来交。
So this friend is worthy for us to make.
好，我们现在来看他的品德。
And now let us look at his virtues.
请看是第二节，四十二章第二节。
42:2, he will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
好，接下去。
3. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth.
有时候我们常常发现要认识一个人，其实看他的朋友就知道。
Sometimes we will often realize that to know a person, we just have to look at his friends.
所以有时候当父母的要了解我们自己小孩子，看他的朋友就知道。
So as friends, as parents, if we want to understand our children, we just have to look at their friends.
为什么？
Why is it so?
因为同样的个性才能够物以类聚嘛，人交的朋友都是差不多都相同的。
Because the friends that people make are usually very similar, especially in personality.
那在这里讲主耶稣这一个朋友。
So here says Jesus, this friend.
他有什么美德？
What kind of virtues does he have?
那这里提到三点。
Here it talks about three points.
第一点就是他非常的安静。
The first point is that he is extremely quiet.
这个安静不是不讲话。
And this silence or quietness is not that he does not speak.
是他的内心一种平静安稳。
But it is a kind of tranquility in his inner heart.
我们常常发现现在的人非常的急躁。
We will realize that many people now are very busy.
所以很容易冲动。
And so they will be very rash.
现在人很急躁，有时候话还没有听完，我们就想要表达我们的意见。
And now many people are very hasty. Before thoughts are finished being expressed, we will already speak.
甚至连夫妻也常常为这样来争吵。
Even husband and wife will fight about this sort of thing.
那因为人安静不下来所以很容易动怒生气。
And because man cannot quiet themselves down, they'll be very quick to anger.
所以一个人有时候。在安静不下来的时候，就会跟人争吵。
So sometimes when a man can't quiet himself down, he will fight with other people.
所以外表虽然大家活得很忙碌。
Even though on the outside people are living busy lives,
但是里面缺乏经得起考验的力量。
But inside there is not the strength that can face trials.
这个是现在人的特色。
And this is the characteristic of people today.
外表很忙碌。
The outside is very busy.
但是里面很脆弱。
But the inside is very fragile.
所以外面一改变。
So once the outside changes,
我们里面就开始惊慌害怕。
Our inside will start to be afraid.
就没有平安。
And we will not have peace.
那这个外面如果改变或者压力大太久，就里面就变成忧郁症。
And if the outside, if on the outside there's too much stress and too much change, then on the inside will eventually develop depression.
所以现在的人特色，外面物质生活水准很高，活着很忙碌。
So on the outside, right now the living standard is very high, and people are very busy.
但是里面心理的问题非常多，一大堆问题。
But the problems inside are great, and there are many.
那到底这个要怎么来解决？
And how do we solve this?
这里讲主耶稣给我们一个榜样。
Here it says that Jesus has given us an example.
他说他不宣长不扬声他也不争竞。
It says that he will not cry out or raise his voice nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
我们单单读这一节圣经就很难了解。
If we just read this passage, it's hard to understand.
如果四福音我们从第一章读到最后一章。
If we read the four gospel books from the first one to the end,
我们亲身经历过主耶稣所经历的。
Then we ourselves will go through what Jesus had gone through.
我们走过主耶稣走过的道路。
We'll walk through the path that Jesus had walked.
我们就发现这一句话是非常不简单的。
Then we'll realize that this phrase is not very easy.
主耶稣不论走到哪里。
Wherever Jesus went,
总是有人要抓他的把柄。
There are always people trying to grasp onto his weak spots.
要控告他。
And they always want to accuse him.
这是非常不简单的一个生活的环境。
And this is a kind of lifestyle that is not very easy.
但是他很平静。
But he was very calm.
那主耶稣的生活。
Now the life of the Lord Jesus.
他说飞鸟有巢，狐狸有洞。
He said that the birds have their nests and the fox have their holes.
我没有放枕头的地方。
But I don't have a place to rest my head.
没有一个人生活像他这么简单。
Nobody has such a simple life as he.
但是他不会忧虑，他的心很平静。
But he will not worry and his heart is very calm.
我们再看耶稣走过的路。
And now let us look through the path of Jesus.
他工作很忙碌。
He had a busy life.
有一次他在船上。
One time he was on a boat.
他睡得很好睡。
And he was sleeping very well.
他的门徒跟他一起。
His disciples were with him.
忽然外面起了大风浪。
Suddenly there was a great storm outside.
那这个水一直打进来。
The water started pouring in.
这个门徒都怕起来了。
And the disciples started to be afraid.
他把主耶稣摇醒。
And they woke up the Lord Jesus.
我们大家快要丧命，你还在睡觉吗？
We're all about to die and you're still sleeping.
为什么主耶稣能够睡觉，在风浪中能睡觉？
How come the Lord Jesus was able to sleep in the storm?
就是因为他内心很平安。
That is because he had great peace in his heart.
很平静安稳。
He was calm, stable, and peaceful.
结果他起来，他斥责风海就平静了。
And so when he woke up, he rebuked the storm and the wind and waves, and it calmed down.
原来他有神的能力，他掌管一切。
And it turns out he has the power of God and he controls everything.
所以他内心很平静。
And so his heart is very peaceful.
那最后一个礼拜。
And in his last week.
是主耶稣一生最精彩的一个礼拜。
It was the most surprising week of Jesus' life.
我们一个人活到最后一个礼拜，一般都没有什么可以讲的。
When a person lives to the last moments of their lives, there's not really much to say.
绝大部分最后一个礼拜都是负面的。
And the last week of their lives is mostly negative.
那主耶稣最后一个礼拜最精彩。
But the last week of the Lord Jesus' life is the most interesting.
他经过钉十字架的过程。
He went through the process of being nailed on the cross.
但是整个过程里面主耶稣很安静。
But throughout the whole process, the Lord Jesus was very quiet.
连那个审判他的比拉多也觉得很奇怪，你为什么不讲话？
Even the one who was condemning him, Pilate, was very surprised that he didn't speak.
一个最大的冤枉是没有罪的人被钉十字架。
And the worst thing is that someone who was sinless was nailed on the cross.
但是他竟然能够一句话都不讲。
But he was still able to not speak a word.
这个叫做平安。
And this is called peace.
所以这里讲他不争竞不宣长，人也不听见他的声音。
And that's why it says here, he will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
这是美德。
This is a virtue.
这是第一个。
This is the first one.
好，我们再看主耶稣的第二个美德。
Let us continue to look at Jesus' second virtue.
第三节。
Verse 3.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。
A bruised reed he will not break, a smoking flax he will not quench.
有时候我们在院子里面看草看花。
Sometimes in the garden we look at the flowers and grass.
如果那个已经断掉了。
If it has already broken,
大概我们就把它折起来丢掉了。
We'll probably pick it up and throw it away.
如果我们再点一个蜡烛。
If we are lighting a candle,
每个蜡烛都很亮，只有一个蜡烛怎么它一点点火而已。
If all of them are very bright, but one only has a small flame,
我们大家都把它吹灭了，这个没有用。
We'll probably blow it out because it's useless.
主耶稣说，压伤的芦苇它不折断。
But the Lord Jesus says, a bruised reed he will not break.
那个芦苇是什么？
What is the reed?
那个芦苇就是你跟我。
That reed is you and I.
有时候我们在生活当中受伤累累。
Sometimes in our lives we feel hurt and broken.
现实的生活有很多的压力。
Our lives in reality have many pressures.
社会的竞争给我们很多的摩擦伤痕，有时候是在里面。
The competition in society gives us much friction and scars, especially on the inside.
所以有时候我们好像在社会上自己也觉得好像我没有什么用。
Therefore, in society, many times we may feel that I'm not very useful.
因为好像我们竞争不过别人。
Because I can't beat other people in competition.
我们是弱势，我们是弱者。
We are the inferior and the weak one.
但是在主耶稣的眼中，压伤的芦苇它不折断。
However, in the eyes of the Lord Jesus, the bruised reed he will not break.
主耶稣要做他的朋友。
He will be his friend.
主耶稣要做他的帮助。
The Lord Jesus will be his help.
主耶稣要与他同在。
The Lord Jesus will abide with him.
所以圣经里面有一句话非常奇妙。
So there's something very wonderful in the Bible.
他说神的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
It says that God's strength is made perfect in man's weakness.
我们在这个世界都很羡慕强者。
In this world, we really admire those who are strong.
但是在圣经里面，
However, in the Bible,
有很多弱者，他的弱点是神显明他的恩典的一个机会。
There are many weak ones where it is an opportunity for God to show His grace.
一个很生病的人，他体会到最多神的恩典。
A person who is very sick will experience most the grace of God.
有时候那个恩典是病得到医治。
Sometimes the grace is his illness will be healed.
有时候那个恩典是在病里面能够超越那个病痛，显出一种喜乐跟平安。
And sometimes it is in the illness that they are able to transcend it and experience a kind of peace.
这个在社会上很难找到。
This is extremely hard to find in society.
为什么弱者神要他？
Why does God want the weak ones?
因为神是怜悯的神。
Because God is a merciful God.
所以主耶稣说，压伤的芦苇他不折断。
And so Jesus says, a bruised reed he will not break.
主耶稣在世界上，他常常去税吏跟罪人的家。
In the world, Jesus many times went to the houses of tax collectors and sinners.
结果当时一些宗教的领导者没有办法领悟。
However, some religious leaders at that time were not able to accept this.
就问他的门徒。
And so they asked his disciples,
你知道不知道你的主人今天去那个是罪人？
Do you know or not that your master is going into the house of a sinner?
没有一个人愿意去罪人的家。
Nobody was willing to go into the house of a sinner.
因为那是一种羞耻。
Because that's a kind of shame.
但是主耶稣说，
However, the Lord Jesus said,
有病的才用得着医生。
Only those who are sick are to be healed.
这是非常深奥的一句话。
This is a very deep word, phrase.
什么是病？
What is sickness?
圣经里面讲，病就是罪。
The Bible says that sin is sickness.
我们在神的标准之下。
Under the standard of God.
我们在自己的良心的标准之下。
Under the standard of our own conscience.
我们每一个人都有罪。
All of us have sin.
都有过失。
We all have transgressions.
这个叫做有病。
And this means that we are sick.
那病的结果是什么？
And what is the result of sickness?
圣经告诉我们，罪的结果就是死。
The Bible tells us that the result of sin is death.
就是跟神的关系切断。
And that is to have a broken relationship with God.
这是我们现在人类最大的问题。
And this is the greatest problem in mankind.
罪是一种权势。
Sin is a kind of authority.
在捆绑人。
It is controlling people.
那这个权势是看不见的。
This kind of authority is invisible.
那借着各种不同的方法在控制一个人。
And through many kinds of ways, it is controlling people.
所以外表上看起来啊，人活得很自由。
So on the outside, it seems that man is living very freely.
但是人的心啊，是被罪所控制。
However, the heart of man is being controlled by sin.
我上一次到一个地方去。
One time I went somewhere.
一个父母在讲。
The parents were saying.
我们这个地方现在这个大麻烟合法。
And here, in this area, marijuana is now legalized.
所以他很忧虑，我在这个地方要把小孩子教养长大，怎么去教
？And so they're worried, thinking, how can I raise my children in this kind of society?
因为你如果常常去吸大麻，你没有办法读书了。
Because if you're always smoking marijuana, then you can't study.
也没有办法正常的工作。
And you can't have a normal working life.
那这个是一种力量，会把人抓住。
And this is a kind of power that will, bind people.
那有的虽然没有吸大麻。
And even though some people may not smoke marijuana,
青少年上网去赌，玩这个玩啊那个玩具
，youth may go online to play computer games.
昼夜颠倒
，and their day and night will be flipped.
晚上不睡啊，早上不起。
At night they don't sleep, and at daytime they don't wake up.
那不但他自己很痛苦，父母也很痛苦。
Not only are they, in pain themselves, but the parents are also in pain.
这个是一种罪的权势。
And this is the kind of power of sin.
这个要怎么才能够解决
？How can we resolve this?
很多人想尽很多的办法。
Many people try to think of ways.
但是最后发现一个最大的办法。
However, in the end, there is the best way.
就是承认这是病。
It is to recognize and acknowledge this is a sickness.
主耶稣是医生。
That Jesus is the physician.
全能的医生。
The almighty doctor.
那答案就出来了。
And then the answer will come out.
有哪一个病对主耶稣是没有办法医的呢？
What kind of sickness cannot be healed by the Lord Jesus?
他既然造人。
Since he has created man,
他就能够解决他所造的人任何一个问题，从外面到里面。
He can resolve any problem of man from the outside to the inside.
所以压伤的芦苇他不折断。
And therefore, a bruised reed he will not break.
看起来好像没有人要的人，主耶稣还是要他。
It seems like it's a person that nobody will want, but the Lord Jesus still wants him.
在一个自己觉得很没有价值的人。
Even a person who thinks that they have no value themselves.
就是这个自我 self-esteem 非常低落的人。
A person who has very low self-esteem.
但是在神看起来他是非常的宝贵。
But in the eyes of God, he is extremely precious.
因为约翰福音说，朋友没有比这个为我们舍命的朋友爱心更大。
In the Gospel of John, it says there's no greater friend who sacrifices his life to
love. 主耶稣怎么医我们这个病？
How does the Lord Jesus heal our sickness?
就是用他的宝血。
It is through his precious blood,
十字架的牺牲,
through the sacrifice on the cross,
成为赦罪的泉源,
becoming the source of remission of sins.
所以有时候我们内虽然外表强颜欢笑，人跟人这样都是笑脸。
Even though on the outside people may be smiling and socializing with others,
但是有时候安静下来，觉得你心里好孤单，好痛苦。
But then when you quiet down, you'll feel that in your heart you feel so lonely and so sorrowful.
谁能知道？谁能安慰？谁能帮助？
Who can know? Who can comfort you? And who can help you?
没有一个答案。
There's no answer.
但是当我们找到了主耶稣，
But once we have found the Lord Jesus,
发现他是怜悯的。
We'll realize that he is merciful.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
A bruised reed he will not break.
他要用他的爱，他的大能大力，把这个芦苇再扶起来。
He'll use his love, his great power to lift up this reed.
让这个芦苇再重新接上去。
So that this reed can be connected again.
让这个芦苇再重新繁荣。
That this reed can be glorious again.
这是主耶稣的特性。
And this is the special characteristic of the Lord Jesus.
他要把神的怜悯带到世界上来。
He will bring the mercy of God into the world.
所以圣经说，主耶稣看到众人，他就怜悯他们。
The Bible says that when the Lord Jesus saw the multitude, he had compassion on them.
为什么他怜悯他们？
Why did he have mercy on them?
因为在主看来，很多人像压伤的芦苇。
Because from the perspective of the Lord, many people are like bruised reeds.
我们可能只看到我们自己的家人，我们会有怜悯的心。
We may only have a heart of mercy when we see our family members.
所以常常我们的帮助是从自己的家人。
And so many times our help comes from family members.
从自己的家人之外很难得到什么帮助。
And outside from family members is hard to get much help.
甚至连自己的家人有的时候也没有办法帮助。
Even many times our own family members will not be of help.
所以主耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
So the Lord Jesus is our best friend.
他是怜悯的。
He is merciful.
好，那下面说姜坛的灯火他不吹灭。
And it follows to say, a smoking flax he will not quench.
当人的生命在很脆弱的时候。
When the life of a man is very fragile.
好像姜坛的灯火。
Just like a flame that is about to be quenched.
他一吹他就灭掉了。
You just blow on it and it disappears.
他的生命就没有了。
And then his life is gone.
但是这里说姜坛的灯火他不吹灭。
But here it says, a smoking flax you will not quench.
所以在教会里面有好多的弟兄姐妹有经历这样的恩典。
In the church, there are many brothers and sisters who have experienced this grace.
有的人心灵上有问题。
Some people may have problems in their hearts.
有一个姐妹她见证。
There was a sister who testified.
就是她有忧郁症。
It's that she had depression.
那有一次她要自杀。
One time she was going to commit suicide.
就在这个 freeway 上面，就后面一只手把她抓住。
And she was on the freeway, and then behind her, somebody grabbed her. There was a hand.
警察把她抓住了。
And it was the cops.
所以她的生命好像是江残的灯火。
And so her life was just like a smoldering flax.
因为忧郁症使她活着好像没有什么意义。
Because with depression, she felt like there was no meaning to her life.
但那个时候，她懂得回来找神。
But at that time, she was able to understand to come back and seek God.
很奇妙，她回来教会，聚会以后。
And it was very wonderful that when she came back and had service.
好几次聚会的时候看到天使，看到荣光。
Many times when she came to have service, she saw angels and she saw glorious lights.
让她这个好像灯火又在眺望起来。
And it was just like a flax or candle that was being lit again.
她说她一天读经祷告四次。
She said that she prayed and read the Bible four times a day.
她已经退休了。
And now she's retired.
每一次这个忧郁症快要来的时候，赶快就跪下来祷告。
Every time this depression was about to come back, she would just kneel down and pray.
就读圣经。
And then read the Bible.
神的话是美善的，是全备的。
The word of God is perfect and good.
那这个神的话一进去，负面的思想就跑掉。
And when the word of God comes in, then the negative thinking goes out.
圣灵一充满，神的爱就在里面。
When the Holy Spirit fills, then the love of God is there.
就很快就从抑郁症解脱了。
And very quickly she was able to depart from this depression.
她内心的那种属灵的生命就重新再燃烧起来。
And that kind of spiritual life in her heart started to revive.
这是为什么？
Why is this so?
这是因为主耶稣的怜悯。
And this is because of the mercy of the Lord Jesus.
好，我们现在回来看以赛亚书四十二章。
Let us turn back to Isaiah 42.
好，第三节最后一句话，请读。
42, the last part of verse 3 says, "He will bring forth justice for truth."
好，再看第一节的最后一句话。
And let's look at the last part of verse 1. "He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles."
这里英文叫 justice, 中文翻作公理公义。
Here in the English it says justice, and the Chinese may be translated to righteousness.
最公义的人是谁？
Who is the most righteous person?
有时候我们发现好像世界上找不到。
And it feels like many times you can't find any of this kind of person in the world.
我们现在看马太福音二十二章。
But now let us look at Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章
，Gospel of Matthew chapter 22,
十五、十六、十七
，verse 15 to 17.
请读。
15, then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk. 16, and they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth. Nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of men." 17.Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
这里讲主耶稣周围有一群人，这个叫法利赛人。
Here it says that around Jesus there was a group of people called the Pharisees.
那这个法利赛人来见主耶稣。
And these Pharisees came to meet the Lord Jesus.
那他也对主耶稣讲了一段话。
And they also said something to Jesus.
说你是诚实的人。
They said that you are a true person.
英文说 true， 然后你是真正的人，真理照真理来的人。
Here says a true person who goes according to the truth。
那你诚诚实实传神的道。
And you truthfully teach the way of God。
那你不看情面。
You don't look at the outside。
那你不看外貌。
You don't look at the superficial things。
这个外貌是什么 ？Flesh 是什么
And you don't look at the flesh.
就是人包装外在包装的条件。
It is that you don't look at the outer conditions that man wrap around themselves.
我们社会在应对啊，人需要被人看看得起，所以需要有一些比较包装。
In society, men have to have face, so they will wrap themselves with certain conditions.
但是当神在看一个人。
But when God is looking at a man,
这个外面什么条件的包装，这个都不重要。
All the wrappings on the outside and those conditions are not important.
神所看的是这个人实实在在他是什么人。
God will look truthfully, what kind of person is he?
对就对，不对就是不对。
What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
这样的人在社会上很难找到。
And this kind of person is hard to find in the society.
但是主耶稣就是这样的人。
But Lord Jesus is this kind of person.
但是他不怕付出代价。
He is not afraid to sacrifice.
所以在前面里面说，法利赛人想办法怎么害他。
And so it says here that the Pharisees were thinking of ways to plot against him.
因为法利赛人是社会的名流。
Because Pharisees had great stance in society.
主耶稣不把他们看在眼里。
But the Lord Jesus did not value them in his eyes.
对就是对，不对就是不对。
What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
不管你是谁。
No matter who you are.
这一种公义的心呢，是从神来的。
This kind of righteous heart comes from God.
公义加上怜悯。
Righteousness with mercy.
这个社会就会越来越向上变好。
Then the society will become better and better.
但是如果没有公义。
But if there's no righteousness.
罪恶就会蔓延这个社会。
Then sin will fill the society.
所以我们看主耶稣的一生。
So if you look at the entire life of the Lord Jesus.
他本身没有犯罪。
He himself did not commit sin.
他说谁可以指证我有罪。
He said, who can point out sin in me?
他带有肉体，他也有软弱。
He has weaknesses and he carries the flesh.
但是他常常祷告，从神得到力量。
But many times he prays and he receives strength from God.
所以他可以从自己的软弱里面变成刚强。
So from his own weakness, he can have strength.
所以耶稣这一个人。
So the Lord Jesus, this person.
他有三个特点。
He has three special characteristics.
第一个。
The first.
他是一个非常安静的人。
He is an extremely calm and quiet person.
非常平静的人。
He's very calm and tranquil.
第二个。
Second.
他是一个非常怜悯的人。
He is an extremely merciful person.
第三个，他是一个非常公义的人。
And the third, he is a very righteous person.
那如果我们来接受主耶稣做救主，
If we can accept the Lord Jesus to be our Savior,
常常来亲近他，
We try to draw close to him often.
我们人也会改变。
Then we will change as a person.
就是改变越来越好，跟主耶稣一样。
We will change to become better and better like the Lord Jesus.
所以有时候我们看到教会里面很多年轻人。
And so sometimes we see many young people in church.
我们都觉得得到非常大 的安慰。
We will receive much comfort.
所以最好的教小孩子方法是什么？
And so what is the best way to teach our children?
教他来认识最大的朋友。
Teach them to come and know the greatest friend.
他又公义又怜悯。
He is both righteous and just.
又平安。
And he's also peaceful, and he's also merciful.
如果我们的家人、我们的小孩子跟主耶稣交朋友，
and so if our family members, our children come to be friends with the Lord Jesus,
就发现他每天都在改变。
They will feel that they are truly changing.
越来越好。
They're becoming better and better.
所以教小孩子的秘诀是什么？
So what is the secret of raising children?
来让他跟主耶稣做朋友。
To allow them to become friends with the Lord Jesus.
就这么简单。
It's just that easy.
那我们下一代就越来越放心。
Then our next generation will allow us to be even more relieved.
这是主耶稣的美德。
And this is the virtue of the Lord Jesus.
好，那我们现在来看，那主耶稣来世界的任务是什么？
Now let us look at what the mission of the Lord Jesus was when he came to the world.
从第五节一直到第七节，请读。
From verse 5 to verse 7.
以赛亚书四十二章第五节到第七节。
Isaiah 42 verse 5 to 7. Verse 5. Thus says Lord God the Lord, who created heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. 6. I the Lord have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. 7.To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house.
好，这个地方讲主耶稣来世界做什么？
Here it says what the Lord Jesus came into the world to do.
下面说做外邦人的光。
The last part says to be a light to the Gentiles.
什么叫做外邦人？
What is a Gentile?
在旧约时代，犹太人是选民。
In the Old Testament, the Jews were the chosen people.
所以犹太人以外都叫做外邦人。
So anybody outside of being a Jew is a Gentile.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
跟从我就不在黑暗里面走。
Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness.
这是什么意思？
What is the meaning of this?
如果世界没有耶稣，
If the world does not have, have Jesus,
世界就没有光。
Then the world does not have light.
如果我们没有主耶稣，
If we don't have the Lord Jesus,
我们就没有光。
Then we don't have light.
光是什么？
What is light?
我们知道晚上如果没有光，我们就没有办法走路。
We know that at night, if there's no light, then we can't walk.
因为看不到方向。
Because we can't see which direction
to go. 找不到我们的目标。
We can't find our goal.
耶稣是我们的光。
Jesus is our light.
只有借着主耶稣，我们才能够找到人生正确的方向。
Only through the Lord Jesus can we find the right direction in our lives.
我们常常发现一个问题很重要，我们没有想过，或者说想也找不到答案。
Many times we will find that a problem may be very important and we can't find a way.
到底我人活着从出生到死是为什么？
And that is, why do I live from birth to death?
每一个阶段都有它的目标。
And in every phase of life, there is a goal.
只有最后一个阶段没有目标。
Only the last phase in life has no goal.
你问那个退休的人，请问你退休最后的目标是什么？讲不出来。
And if you ask a retired person, what is your final destination or goal? Then they will not be able to say anything.
人没有集中的目标。
Man does not have a final goal.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus says,
若不借着我，没有人能够回到父那里去。
If it's not through me, nobody can return to the Father.
父是什么？
Who is the Father?
是天上的神。
It is a heavenly God.
所以人生最后的目标是什么？
So what is the final goal of life?
回到创造我们的神那里。
It is to return to the God who created us.
这个就是人生集中的追求。
And this is the final pursuit of man.
耶稣就是那个光。
Jesus is that light.
他照亮了这一条路。
He has lit this path.
让我们过一个不一样的生活。
That we can live a different life.
不是物质上的不一样。
Not a life that is materially different.
是人生终点的不一样。
But it is the final goal and the central purpose that is different.
是人生意义跟价值的不一样。
It is the meaning and value of life that is different.
耶稣非常重要。
And so Jesus is extremely important.
如果今天没有光，
If today there's no light,
我们衣服脏了也看不到。
We can't see that our clothes are dirty.
那对一些人当然比较好，他不要洗衣服啊。
That's of course easier for some people. They don't have to wash their clothes.
如果没有主耶稣，
But if there is no Jesus,
世界对错分不清啊。
Then we will not be able to discern from what's right and wrong in the world.
一片混乱。
Everything will be chaos.
就是现在的社会，道德一片混乱。
And that is the society today. The morals are all over the place.
所以耶稣说，我要做外邦人的光。
And so the Lord Jesus says, I will be a light to the Gentiles.
我们看四十二章第七节。
Let us look at chapter 42, verse 7.
开瞎子的眼睛。
To open blind eyes.
请问，聋子、瞎子、瘸腿，哪一样最可怜？
May I ask, what is the most pitiful?A blind person, a crippled person, or a deaf person.
没有一样是好的啦。
Not one of them is good.
但是如果三个要让你选，你要选哪一个？
But if you can choose between the three, which one would you be?
最可怜是眼睛瞎了。
And the most pitiful is a blind person.
看不到神所创造美妙的世界。
They can't see the wonderful things ever created in the world.
也看不到我们所爱的人爱我们的人。
And you can't see the people who love us.
生活也没有办法自由。
And there is no freedom in your life.
但这里说他要让瞎子的眼睛得开。
But here it says he will open blind eyes.
所以原来我们信了耶稣以后，
And so it turns out that after we believe in Jesus,
我们的眼睛大开。
Then our eyes will open.
我们才知道物质界之外还有一个灵界。
Then we will know that aside from the physical world, there is a spiritual world.
在灵界里面有灵魂。
In the spiritual realm, there are souls.
在灵界里面有天国。
In the spiritual realm, there is a heavenly kingdom.
在灵界里面有地狱。
And in the spiritual realm, there is hell.
在灵界里面有永生。
In the spiritual realm, there is eternal life.
在灵界里面有荣耀。
In the spiritual realm, there is glorious life.
这一些都是肉眼看不到的。
And these are all things that our flesh cannot see.
在灵界里面有平安。
And in the spiritual realm, there is peace.
这一些只有认识耶稣以后，眼睛打开了，才看到哦，原来这么好。
You can only see these things after believing in the Lord Jesus and opening your eyes to see how good these things are.
所以一个人如果真的进到信仰里面,
so if a person truly enters into their faith,
他看到肉眼所没有看到的,
and they can see what their physical eyes cannot see,
你就是要把他打死, 他也不会放弃信仰。
Even if you are to kill him, he will not give up his faith.
因为他知道最宝贵的是眼睛看不到。
Because they know that the most precious thing is that which you cannot see with your eyes.
那是永远的。
And that is eternal.
所以诸位,
so those who are seated here today,
我们要过一个更好的生活,
if we are to live a better life,
一定要让主耶稣来开我们的眼睛,
we have to have the Lord Jesus to open our eyes.
那下面, 领被囚的入监牢,
and then it says to bring out prisoners from the prison.
这我们刚刚已经提过了,
we had mentioned this.
让我们得自由,
it is that we receive freedom.
领坐黑暗的出监牢,
those who sit in darkness from the prison house.
监牢就是被控制了。
And the prison house is being controlled.
被坏的个性控制,
being controlled by bad characteristics.
坏的生活习惯控制,
to be controlled by bad lifestyle.
这个负面的思想控制,
to be controlled by negative thinking.
只有一条路可以走,
there's only one path to take.
主耶稣要解救我们,
the Lord Jesus wants to save us.
在世界上,
in the world,
每一个好的东西都有负面,
every good thing has a bad side to it.
你找不到一个好的东西没有负面,
you can't find one good thing that doesn't have a catch to it.
有时候我们看到那活100岁的人,
sometimes we look at those who live 100 years old.
如果我们真的了解他的生活,
if we truly understand their lives,
我们会觉得, 哎, 我不要活这么老,
you may think, I don't want to live that long.
它里面有负面,
they have negative things.
钱多, 这个负面大家都可以了解,
if you have a lot of money, then we can all understand the negative side to that.
地位高, 这个负面大家可以了解的,
if you have high status, we can all understand the kind of negative
学问高,
side to that.
这负面可以了解的,
with great education, we can understand what negative side it will bring.
知识增加, 忧伤也增加,
with knowledge comes sorrow.
因为知识不能够让弯曲的变质,
because knowledge cannot change everything.
不能让缺少的足数,
and it cannot let the insufficiencies be sufficient.
知道很多问题,
you may know how to solve things,
没有答案,
but there is no answer. You know a lot of problems, but you don't know the answer.
但是只有一个, 没有负面,
but there is only one thing without a negative side.
就是神,
that is God.
我们来看雅各书,
let us look at James.
雅各书的第一章,
James chapter 1.
17节, 16、17经读。
James chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow or of turning.
这里说各样的弟兄不要看错了，英文叫不要被骗了。
Here it says, do not be deceived, or do not see something wrong.
如果我们把它说，信耶稣，这个是没有用的，这个是老人才需要的。
If we say to people that there's no use to believing in Jesus, this is only for those who are old.
这个才弱者才需要的,
only those who are weak need this.
这是没有路可以走的才需要的,
only for people who have no other path to take.
如果我们这样想就被骗了,
if we think like this, then we are being deceived.
为什么?
Why is it so?
各样美善的恩赐全备的赏赐都从上头来的,
every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
从神来说是美善的，是全备的。
What comes from God is good and perfect.
他是众光之父。
He is the Father of lights.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
所以人生如果能够有神与我们同在,
so in our lives, if we can have the abidance of God,
我们就负面渐渐地离开。
Then we will slowly depart from negativity.
我们的生活变成非常的正面。
Our lives will become very positive.
非常的积极。
Very active.
信耶稣原来是好的。
It turns out believing in Jesus is so good.
他是我们的朋友。
He is our friend.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
328首。
328.
我们刚刚读以赛亚书说，主耶稣是被神的灵所充满的。
We just read in Isaiah that Jesus has been filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
有这么多的美德。
That is why he can have so many good virtues.
他能够做这么多的工作。
He can do so many good works.
他是我们人生的一个标杆。
He is a goal for our lives.
那神的灵也要充满在我们身上。
The Spirit of God will also fill upon us.
这个是神对我们一个非常宝贵的应许。
This is a very precious gift to all of us.
所以主耶稣说
precious promise to all of us. So the Lord Jesus says,
祈求就要给你。
If you ask, you will receive.
寻找就要寻见。
If you seek, then you will find.
叩门就要开门。
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
这是百分之百是肯定的。
This is 100% guaranteed.
那我们一看到这太好了。
And we may feel that this is too good.
我求神给我健康。
We ask God to give us health.
求神给我工作。
Ask God to give us work.
我们有很多可以求。
A job, and there are many things we can ask for.
当然我们的天父爱我们，都会听我们的祷告。
And of course, the Heavenly Father loves us and will listen to our prayer.
但是当主耶稣在讲这一段话，最后一个目标是什么？
But what was the final goal of when the Lord Jesus said this?
何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人？
Even more so, will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
神给我们最宝贵的礼物
the most,
就是圣灵。
The most precious gift that God has given us is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
也就是神本身。
It is also God Himself.
所以我们得到圣灵的浇灌，就是神住在我们里面。
So when we receive the pouring of the Holy Spirit, it is God living inside of us.
就是神与我们同在。
It is God abiding with us.
那神与我们同在。
God abiding with us.
我们人就会改变。
Will cause our lives to change.
越来越好。
And we will become better and better people.
我们生活充满很多神的恩典。
Our lives will be filled with many blessings of God.
所以我们最后的祷告，我们要一起来祈求圣灵，照着主耶稣所讲的方法来求圣灵。
And so in our last prayer, we will pray for the Holy Spirit according to the way that the Lord Jesus had prescribed.
祈求、寻找、叩门。
To ask, to seek, and to knock on the door.
找什么？
What are we looking for?
找要花时间呢。
When you seek something, it takes time.
越宝贵的需要花越多时间。
Even more precious things will require more time.
花时间来祷告，求圣灵。
Spending time to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
那祈求呢？
And what are we asking for?
祈求要信心呢。
When we ask, we must have faith.
我们才会一直坚持下去。
Then we will be able to be persistent.
神的应许，每一句话都是真的。
The promise of God, every word is true.
神不会说谎。
God will not lie.
但是要用信心。
But we have to have faith.
抓住信心，祷告就会实现。
If you hold on to faith and pray, then it will happen.
那叩门呢？
What about knocking?
叩门要力量啊。
We need strength when we knock.
当然不是用肉体的力量。
Of course, it is not the physical strength.
是我们集中精神。
We have to gather our energy.
用心里的力量来在神面前敲他的门。
And use the strength of our heart to knock on the door before God.
那这样我们祷告就会有体验。
In that way, we will have an experience in our prayer.
跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
When we kneel down, it represents our reverence toward God.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing we say is, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后重复念，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we repeat saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告，宝贵的圣灵就会降在我们身上。
And if we pray in this way, then the precious Holy Spirit will come upon us.
我们就会体会神与我们同在。
And we will experience God abiding with us.
所以如果你要求圣灵、要求恩典要接受按手的请我们都到前面来
If you'd like to ask for the Holy Spirit to pray for blessings and receive laying of hands then we ask you to come forward
一起来祷告
Let us all pray together